Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 31st. You'll be interested to know, 136 years ago, today in 1889, the Eiffel Tower, a remarkable wrought iron structure designed by Gustave Eiffel, was officially inaugurated in Paris, France. This iconic monument, standing at a height of 984 feet, symbolized the technological advancements of the era and celebrated the centenary of the French Revolution. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 41 degrees with 6-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:07, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, clearing by mid-morning, but we might see some rain later, with cloudy skies and a high near 66, along with a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect rain and isolated thunderstorms with a low around 43 and winds picking up to 15. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 7:15 with a high tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a chance of rain early Tuesday, then mostly sunny skies with a high near 52. Wednesday brings mostly sunny weather at a high around 45. Rain is likely Wednesday night into Thursday with a high near 66. Friday offers a chance of rain before 4 p.m. with partly sunny conditions and a high near 65. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy with lows in the 30s and 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Tufts University student Rumisa Ozturk was detained by immigration officials following the revocation of her student visa by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. During a visit to Guyana, Rubio stated that Ozturk's criticism of Israel's response to the October 7th attacks by Hamas was the reason for the revocation, providing evidence of an opinion piece she wrote. Local leaders, including Representative Ayanna Pressley, condemned her detainment as a harrowing attack on free speech, while others remember the literal attack where Hamas murdered 1,200 Jews and took 250 hostages, including women and children. Ozturk remains in an immigration processing center in Louisiana as legal battles continue over her case. Now on to sports. The men's Final Four will feature a thrilling lineup of top teams: Duke, Auburn, Florida, and Houston. All four are number one seeds, meeting in San Antonio on April 5th. Duke, led by Cooper Flagg, boasts a strong defense and recently captured the Atlantic Coast Conference title. Florida's Walter Clayton Jr. turned in a heroic performance, scoring 30 points in a nail-biting Elite Eight comeback. Houston showcased impressive defense, holding Tennessee to just 15 first-half points. And Auburn, featuring Joni Broome's standout play, overcame challenges to secure its place. In local sports, yesterday afternoon in Arlington, the Sox came up short against the Rangers, losing 3-2. Despite Raffy Devers and Trevor Story contributing, the tight game slipped away. Sox pitcher Ron Fitz allowed 3 runs over 6 innings. The Sox are now 1-3. This afternoon, the Sox take on the Orioles in Baltimore at 2:35. John Newcomb will be on the mound for the Sox. The Celtics were off last night, but tonight, with a record of 55-19, the Celtics take on the Memphis Grizzlies at the FedEx Forum. The Grizzlies sit at 44-30, currently in second place in the Southwest Division. Boston enters with an impressive 8-game winning streak, while Memphis is on a 2-game losing streak. Jaylen Brown is listed as questionable, with a right knee posterior impingement. Tip-off is at 7:30. Tomorrow night, the Bruins at 30-35-9 clash with the Capitals at the Garden. David Pastrnak, boasting 86 points with 51 assists, spearheads the Bees. In top news, Hims, the telehealth startup known for its erectile dysfunction treatments, is urging customers to lobby the Food and Drug Administration to protect its compounded GLP-1 weight loss medications. Originally developed for type 2 diabetes, these medications, including semaglutide and tirzepatide, have seen a surge in demand. However, recent FDA regulations threaten their future. Hims claims its Ozempic generated $225 million in revenue in 2024, and its ads now encourage users to quickly support continued access to these treatments. The compounded versions cost significantly less than the brand name alternatives, yet transparency remains an issue. In business news, an entrepreneur, Jeremy Gulben, is tackling the daunting challenge of revitalizing local news through his ownership of 92 community newspapers across the United States. Facing issues such as tariffs, skepticism towards print media, and competition from podcasts, he has found that many of his papers are losing money. While his company, Cherry Road Media, saw $30 million in revenue last year, profitability remains elusive. Gulben's goal is to foster community connections through journalism, despite struggling to hire reporters. As local newspapers close, he remains committed to finding solutions, believing that saving small newspapers is crucial. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% over the weekend to $82,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over $1,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 14% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Cloudflare is introducing a new tool called AI Labyrinth to combat web scraping bots. Instead of blocking these crawlers, the company invites them to navigate through a web of useless, AI-generated pages designed to slow down, confuse, and waste resources. Cloudflare reports handling over 50 billion web crawler requests daily and aims to outsmart malicious bots by leading them into a trap of fake data. Website administrators can opt in through the bot management section of their Cloudflare dashboard. This is just the beginning of Cloudflare's efforts to use generative AI to thwart bots effectively. And in entertainment news, in a surprising turn, Jason Statham's action thriller, A Working Man, led the box office with $15,200,000 in its opening weekend. Directed by David Ayer, The film dethroned Disney's Snow White, which dropped over 66% in its second week, earning $14,200,000. Snow White has made $66.8 million domestically, but with a budget exceeding $250 million, it faces challenges ahead. Competing for family audiences next weekend is the Warner Brothers adaptation, a Minecraft movie. Overall, box office revenues remain sluggish, lagging behind previous years. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Helen Keller. And she said, "Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.